Welcome back to Fans in the Pro. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister until 6 o'clock tonight. Joining us now, Wilson Alexander, covers LSU for the Advocate and the Times-Picayune. The Tigers, 16th ranked, 1-1, take on South Carolina, 2-0, and as they begin SEC play on the road, 11 o'clock in the morning Central Time, but a noon kickoff in South Carolina. Wilson, how are you this afternoon?
Doing well. How are you guys?
We are well. You're on with Deuce McAllister and myself. Just kind of break it down for us. It feels like the LSU season the last couple of years has kind of gone on that opening game. Then you come home and you kind of get your feet under you. Then you begin the SEC. So it just kind of break this down for us as they begin SEC play against South Carolina.
Yeah, you know, I came across a stat today how there are two coaches in LSU history who have lost a season opener and then gone on to win 10 games. Brian Kelly and Paul Dietzel. Dietzel did it in 1961. Kelly is now trying to do it for the third straight year. LSU is, unfortunately for them, very familiar with this position of losing the season opener now here for the fifth straight season, the third under Kelly, kind of having a tune-up game in week two and then going into SEC play in week three. The last 2 years, that started with Mississippi State. Now here it's on the road at South Carolina. You've got an LSU team that's trying to work through a few different things, get the run game going on the offensive side, continue to improve on the defensive side in a couple of different ways and make up for the loss of Jacoby and Guillory up front. And so, you know, now it's about trying to get those things cleaned up and to try to make the 12-team college football playoff in year three. That is still going to be this team's goal, but their margin for error, once again, is really, really, really slim.
Yeah, Wilson, that's what I was going to really ask you about from an offensive standpoint, trying to get that run game going. You know about the weapons on the outside, but in the backfield and really with up front, you probably hadn't established the run as you would want to at this point, and losing one of your lead backs definitely hurts you in that standpoint. But just tell us so far, in your opinion, what they have to do to be able to have a little bit more balance or at least run the football against Carolina.
They have to be able to get some kind of just push up front. I mean, LSU's got these different run schemes kind of in place this year compared to last year when they were very heavy inside zone read with Jaden Daniels. Now it's much more trying to lean on the offensive line. And, you know, you're seeing counters, you're seeing, you know, pulling guards on those sorts of plays. You're seeing, you know, tosses out from the shotgun. That's different from what LSU did last year. And it just, for whatever reason, hasn't really taken hold. And that's surprising because you've got an offensive line with four returning starters. I mean, all four guys who have played together for 3 years. And while they were doing some different things the last 2 years in the run game, this hasn't worked yet. Brad Davis told the players on Tuesday he was probably going to be spending the night at the facility trying to kind of work through these things. Brian Kelly said this week that kind of try to tamp down concerns, talking about, you know, they had to ground a lot of loaded boxes, so they've checked to some pass plays and some quick game stuff, and the passing game is almost actually an extension of the run game, and that he thinks that balance is just, you know, doing both things effectively, not necessarily being 50-50, moving forward. But you hear from the players this week, especially Emory Jones, starting right tackle, and they know this is unacceptable. You know, Will Campbell coming out of this preseason was saying, like, we're going to run the football. We don't mind saying it to everybody, like, we're going to run the football, and they haven't been able to do that. Other than a little stretch there in the third quarter with John Emory against USC, they've been really ineffective in the run game. I mean, only 21 carries for 64 yards against Nichols, and that's not going to get it done as you go into SEC play.
Especially a South Carolina defense, you know, they pretty strong in their SEC opener. They go on the road, win at Kentucky 31-6. Kentucky just 44 total yards passing. So it does feel like a strength versus strength. LSU's offensive line, I mean, they, you know, haven't given up a sack in two games against the South Carolina defensive front. Something's got to give for one side.
Absolutely. That's definitely where this game seems to come down to, is which of those strengths is going to be able to kind of top the other one. South Carolina's defense ranks top 10 nationally in sacks, tackles for loss, forced fumbles, and interceptions. They've created quite a bit of havoc. They got 10 sacks, 19 tackles for loss. Really led by their two edge rushers, Dylan Stewart and Kyle Kennard. Stewart's a freshman who's been really impressive through 2 weeks. Kennard's a senior. They've also got two big defensive tackles, Tonka Hemingway being one of them. The name of the other is suddenly slipping my memory. But guys who are, you know, 6'4", 300-plus pounds right there in the middle. And that's really been the strength of this South Carolina defense. But they've got some solid players in the secondary as well, Kilgore being the name to know back there. And that's really why they got out to such a big lead against Kentucky. But offensively, they don't really scare you in a lot of ways. So if LSU's offensive line, it's really a big game for them. If they can establish the run, then LSU should probably be, you know, I think in a comfortable position in this game, because it might be hard for South Carolina's offense to keep up, even though that's kind of on the other side of the ball, weakness versus weakness. But, you know, that defensive front for South Carolina and how LSU is able to handle them is really where this comes down to. Although LSU's offensive line has struggled in the running game, they have yet to allow a sack this season, so that's a good sign.
Wilson, are you in Columbia?
Yes, I'll be there. Currently in Charlotte, but yeah, we'll be in Columbia.
No. So that's why I was gonna ask you, you know, just what the feel was in the city, and you know, just what the enthusiasm that you could feel around it. But I mean, even in Charlotte, that's a city that pretty much pulls for USC for South Carolina.
Yeah, I haven't been able to get a sense of that from where we are, unfortunately, yet. The most I can say about that is just sort of talking to people who cover South Carolina. There's clearly a buzz that hasn't been there consistently for a while. And, I mean, you know, College Game Day is going down there this weekend. The weather seems like it's going to end up cooperating tomorrow. There was some thunderstorms in the forecast. We'll see kind of how that factors into things. But, you know, South Carolina, after struggling week one against Old Dominion, you know, it was all of a sudden kind of a trendy little team. And I don't know why I said little, but, like, you know, they're kind of a trendy team there. I mean, in terms of, like, can they start to create any sort of noise? And a win against LSU would do that. So, especially with College Game Day coming to town, it sounds like there's a lot of excitement down there.
Talking about the quarterbacks a little bit, certainly while LSU tries to find, you know, the replacement for John Emery, you know, Nussmeier with 6 touchdown passes last week against Lenoris Sellers, who can really, you know, had 2 touchdown passes, but also can move the ball with his feet, and kind of look at that matchup a little bit.
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question?
Yeah, just talk about the two quarterbacks, Nussmeier against Lenoris Sellers. Sellers, you know, has moved the ball throwing, but also is a threat to run as well.
Yeah, he is. You know, Lenoris Sellers is someone that Brian Kelly compared to sort of an Anthony Richardson type in terms of really big and physical. He ran, I think, 22 times for about 68 yards in South Carolina's opening game. Didn't run as much against Kentucky, but they also have Robbie Ashford, his backup, who LSU fans might remember from Auburn. A guy who can be pretty fast. He came in there and ran the ball 6 times against Kentucky. And that's what really South Carolina really wants to do, is run the football. I mean, they're tied with Tennessee for 9th, the most rush attempts in the SEC through 2 games with 90. That is their identity. They haven't been very successful with it. They're averaging less than 3 yards per carry, but that's still what they want to do. And Sellers is a part of that in the run game with the quarterback. But he's also got a big arm. But they just don't have necessarily the weapons on the outside that, like, LSU has. Whereas with Nussmeier, that's what this offense has been to this point. You know, it's been, we're literally leaning on him and these wide receivers, guys like Kyron Lacy and Aaron Anderson, who's really stepped up, and some others, and Mason Taylor from the tight end position. And that's going to maybe continue to be what LSU has to go to as its strength is, you know, Nussmeier in the passing game. The one element that they need to kind of continue to work on in that passing game is the deep shots, which we know Garrett has the arm strength for. They just haven't really connected on anything deep downfield yet that's really impactful this season, other than, I suppose, a 41-yarder to Aaron Anderson there against USC.
Wilson Alexander, coverage LSU for the Advocate Times Picayune. Really, really appreciate your time on this Friday afternoon. Be safe driving down to Columbia tomorrow with all the game day traffic, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, y'all, for having me. Have a great weekend.
Same to you.
Have fun. So, thank you.
The Tigers in College Game Day.